Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And mad cause they got four more days before the weekend rolls around on Wednesday. They're feeling fine again.
Feeling fine again.
And they're working like a dog and digging in.
I don't feel like I'm working like a dog. Do you, Jay?
Trying to do everything.
Some days.
Bow wow. All right, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on Wednesday, October the 18th. Did I go through the whole thing of Wednesday? That was last week, right? We don't need to go back and hash that out again.
But I feel like it still holds accurate because while many of us pronounce it correctly, we still say it in our brain voice when we are writing it.
Yes, we do. The brain voice. Oh, I like that. That's
the
a very relatable phrase. Brain voice. What does your brain tell you about what's going on in the world? What's going on around you, up the street, around the corner, around your state, around the country, around the world? The state of the world. That's something that we talk about every day here on the Good Day program, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. They have, the Progressive folks, have insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. And so wherever you are, road, water, home, you can save some dough at 800-PROGRESSIVE and also at progressive.com. Well, didn't take long to lose. It's like somebody punches you in the gut when you look at this stuff. 500 people killed in that hospital in the middle of the Gaza. And so is it the fault of the Israelis? Is it the fault of Hamas? So Hamas says it's the Israelis, and the Israelis say it's Hamas. Who are you going to believe?
Well,
I'm going to believe the Israelis.
But I thought the Israeli government said it was their missile, but that it was not the intended target.
There's a whole bunch of stuff floating around here. It did talk about a failed launch on their part, failed target. And then there was another discussion about the failed Palestinian missile. So who do you, no matter how you analyze this, who do you believe? Never, I'm not going to discount the fact that 600 people get killed in a hospital and how barbaric it is. But the other side of it is, who's the barber, the most barbaric here? Who attacked? Who started this? The Israelis did not start this.
Well, if you go back in history, that's not, I feel like the who started this conversation isn't just cut and dry.
Well, no, it's not, but it's always...
But for who started this recently, who escalated it as of a couple weeks ago or a week ago, Hamas.
Yeah. And so here we sit. The whole idea of where it goes from here is what concerns most people, even though the day-to-day things that are going on... I mean, when you look at the situation in Ukraine, it's pretty much the same thing. The Russians have blown up hospitals. Ukrainians have blown up hospitals, as far as I can see, not because they aim to. The Russians did aim to. At least that's what we think, and that's what we're told, because we'd rather see the Ukrainians win the war than the Russians win the war. Now, the other thing that is kind of a comprehensive headbanger is the length of the war in Ukraine. Could this go on? In a sense, it has been going on. It just hadn't been a hot war. But the war between the Arabs and the Jews, Muslims and the Jews, has been going on for millennia. It just, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's not. But there's a war, make no mistake about it, there's a war going on there. There's a war going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians. And there's, the potential war, the Chinese want to take over Taiwan. Look at what, there's little skirmishes. Look at people who fight in their own neighborhood. Who, you know, they, you know, people that are crooks or gangsters or just bad people. That's a war. That's a small mini war, but it's just fighting because you don't agree. Fighting because you're wrong and I'm right. Now look at the situation in the House of Representatives here. They're all fighting about who should be the next speaker. It's a big fight. Fight. Everybody wants to fight. What the hell do you want to fight for? Because I'm right and you're wrong. You can hear plenty of that on the floor of the House. You can hear plenty of that in most any circumstances you come up with where there are parties, right? The Republicans, the Democrats. The world is in a state, people say, well, this could lead to World War III. The world is in a constant state of war. Some of it's more passive, some of it's more active. And that just brings me around the contentious feeling that people have. A woman passed me yesterday. I was coming home from a field. It was about dusk. And I was going slowly because I had a big piece of equipment behind me. This woman passes me, almost goes into a stone wall, yells and screams at me, gives me the finger. Huh? Why? What are you so angry about? Why are people...
It's an angry world, yeah.
It is.
Well, and that's
why?
The other thing, that we don't know what somebody else has gone through. Maybe you just happen to be in the wrong moment at the wrong time. You were the straw that
broke the way it works?
Camel's back. Well, it shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately it is. How many times have we witnessed this where somebody is going off at a customer service person at a grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not really about what's happening at the moment at the grocery store. It's what's happened previously, and that
with
was
that
just
person.
They couldn't take it anymore. And it's not fair. They shouldn't lash out at whoever happens to be in front of them, but we do see it all the time.
Yeah,
or however have you yourself talked to somebody in customer service on the phone, and you have an issue, but you feel like you're being polite, and all of a sudden they're getting very defensive. Well, you don't know how many people they just spoke to who were yelling at them.
Very astute point of view, very astute vision. But still.
It doesn't make it right, yeah. But that is how it goes. And also, we live in a crazy world where even if there is a road rage incident, it's like, don't engage. You don't know if that person is truly at the end of the rope and if they have a gun. Exactly.
Yeah, right. So we have the three main issues of the day that spread out into any number of other issues that happen because people... Our people, that seems to be the state of the world. Has it always been thus? Husbands and wives who don't get along. You hear that all the time. Remember the War of the Roses? That movie with Michael Douglas and...
I did not see that one. What one was that about?
It's about a husband and a wife who go crazy fighting with each other. And they were in love and then they weren't. What the heck was the name of that lady's, the actress's name? Somebody will send me that. But it's more war. It's more anger. Well, look at any number of these TV shows, the wives of whatever city. And they're always talking about their husbands and what asshole. Oh, whoops, they are. Just because they're angry. What do you have to be angry about? You look at the state of some people's lives, and then you look at the state of... I go to my trip to Addis Ababa, and watching those 300-400 people stand in line, don't ever sleep. They don't ever do anything except stand in line to get something to eat. And they're lucky if they get a little bit of porridge every 8 to 10 hours. That's all they do in their lives, is stand in that line at Mother Teresa's hospital, big pot of porridge being cooked all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the people just stand in line. They go from the beginning of the line to the end of the line. And that's how they live their lives. Can you imagine living your life like that? Yet that's what they do. And they didn't seem to be angry about anything, except they didn't seem to be angry. They just were sad. So there are all kinds of emotions, certainly, that we encounter every day. There's happiness. There's anger. There's sadness. Fear. And all of these things play into when somebody wins a battle. I was watching an old John Wayne movie for a while last night. and they won the battle, so they all were happy. But how many people are dead because they won the battle? And that's the way, you know, I'm sure that we all saw the glee on the faces of Hamas and some of the Palestinians and others and other Arab countries when these kids were killed and they either that or taken into captivity. The people were excited because, wow, this is good. We got them.
The extremists, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do we see more examples of extremism every day? Is it the news media? Is it the social media? Are they always, if it been forever? Look at the Roman Empire. Look at the British Empire. Look at the Dutch Empire. Look at the Spanish Inquisition. Look at all. It's just, it's a headbanger. We fight over our religion. Christopher Columbus came to sell Catholicism to who we thought were the Indians from India, and they weren't. But because they didn't understand what he was doing or saying, he killed them. How many people have died? Look at the Crusades. We were talking about that the other day, right? And what went on, was that you or maybe it was Megan and I? Megan and I were talking about that.
Hmm.
The Crusades. And that's where this the Crusades, the British went to the Middle East to attack and control. And still remnants of that today. So I guess is it hopeless? I'm looking at all this stuff. It's just everything we touch is about anger.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we talk about.
Doom is destruction. And,
yeah, right. Okay, let's talk about how healthy you are and how good you are and how you want to be good if you're not good. In terms of how you look, how you feel, how's your health? Calitrin to the rescue for a lot of people. I am asked all the time, because this has been something we've been talking about on the air 7 or 8 years, why would you choose Calitrin? You choose it because it works, ladies and gentlemen. It's an all-natural approach to losing weight. You can find out a whole lot more than I have time to tell you about by going to toploss.com. So why not do that? Feel better, look better, be better using Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi. Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults. SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRisi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRisi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRisi and visit SkyRisi.com or call 1-866-SKYRISI to learn more.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Social media time, celebrity gossip time. Kind of that goes hand in hand, Jay, does it not? Most of the stuff that you find on social media. Right? Yeah, it is. And so today's focus, at least here, in this portion of this hour, is Britney Spears, who has shared a painful experience that, in fact, she's kept private for over 20 years. So she's got this book coming out, The Woman in Me, and there's a revelation in there that surprises almost everybody. It surprised me when I saw it, and if you haven't heard what it's about and who it's about, it'll surprise you too. So we'll unveil the surprise right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Well, I've always liked Britney Spears. Something about her, I don't know whether it's emotion. I just feel like she's gotten pretty much a raw deal through most of her life, even though she has made a lot of money, been very famous. You know, some people think that that's a barometer of success. Mm-hmm. I don't think that if she were to look back on her life right now, the word success wouldn't be on the top of the list of how she described her experience thus far in her 41 years. I can remember she moved. I had a place for 6 years in Santa Monica in Ocean Park, and it was a little Cape Coddy kind of a village. And next to it was this huge, big, very elegant apartment building. And she moved in there and took the whole top floor, lived there for a number of months. And there were, you know, the Hazaraya, you saw all these people in and out and all over the place. And I just felt badly for her. And now I feel even more badly because she apparently, when she was dating Justin Timberlake, became pregnant. And then she had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to be a father. And so she describes it as a surprise, but not a tragedy, because she loved Justin as much as she did.
Yeah, the pregnancy. And she imagined being with him for the rest of their lives,
yeah.
And that they would have a family together. This was just starting things a little bit earlier. And it feels like they had the attention of media and fans right there, entertainment, in the palm of their hand themselves. And then when they became a couple, they were this power couple. They were, you know, the prince and princess of pop culture during the early 2000s. They started dating in 99. And to think they only dated for 3 years, it just seems like they were together for such a significant amount of time, and they really weren't. But there's going to be a lot of revelations in her memoir, The Woman in Me. It comes out next week.
Yeah.
And she has made comments about the whole infamous head shaving incident, where there were rumors that, oh, she was going to be drug tested and her kids were being threatened to be taken away, and that's why she shaved her head. And she came out and she was like, no, that was me rebelling. And then the conservatorship started shortly after, and I was told, grow your hair out, lose weight, get fit, get back to work. You know, my days of rebellion were over.
Yeah. Well, certainly it's a sobering deal, so I'm sure there'll be more about this book coming up as it comes out next week. 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'll more next.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week. The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A good day,
Karen. It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better.
Call
855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Amazing how emotions are better expressed sometimes in a song than you can express them in just the spoken word, right? Jay Kirshner, yeah. Doug Steffen. Yeah. Items up for discussion, if we can get to them. More back to, I have some funeral. Some great news. Funeral news. As looking around at a woman, her last wish, she wanted to raffle off her car at her funeral. That's kind of a unique wish, don't you think?
It is, yeah. Wanting to help others and...
Yeah.
kudos to the family for following through, and that's great.
Diane Sweeney was her name, and that's an interesting thing because Jennifer Warren's mother's name is Diane Sweeney.
Oh, really?
She's about this age, as a matter of fact. Norman, Oklahoma, though, is where she lived and died. She passed away, and according to her obit, her last wish was to have somebody at her funeral that would buy her 2016 Volkswagen Bug.
Oh, raffle it off. Win it.
Yeah.
Win it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess she was at the Rest Haven funeral home, and I'm wondering where the proceeds went. It did happen. Some stranger bought the car. I guess she had a pretty good sense of humor. And does that, you know, under the circumstance in this situation, does it require a sense of humor to have somebody come to your funeral and they do an auction for a raffle for your car? Everybody, so how is it? Raffles work. Everybody buys a ticket for $1, $5, $10, whatever it is. You throw them into a hat and you pull out the winning number and...
Or sometimes it's, depending on the type of the raffle, if it's not a fundraising raffle, you show up and you get a ticket. You receive a ticket. Yeah. You don't have to purchase one.
Right. Apparently she was a big supporter. Was she a teacher? She worked a lot with young people, and so the person that ended up getting the car was a young person.
Yeah, a teenager. And that's one of the things that Diane's niece, who adored her aunt, she was saying that a lot of the family were kind of hoping that it would be a teen or somebody who could really use the car that gets this car.
Yeah.
And it was. I believe it was like a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Just gotten his license or permit.
Yeah.
Or driver's permit, yeah. Right. Well, it's unusual. Something to think about if... You've got a car, we've all got maybe old cars around, or some of us do anyway, that who knows what would happen to... I don't have old cars, I have old tractors around. I was thinking about having a raffle, huh? There you go. Here's another one. This one, not so pleasant. Body of a North Carolina man found in an abandoned log cabin. First time somebody found this, they thought it was a mannequin used by police for training, but then the police identified this person. He was a person, Robert Owens, young fellow, 34 years old. He was found dead, according to the police. It was learned that a groundskeeper saw the body when he was mowing the grass around the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
But the groundskeeper thought the body was fake.
Well, and apparently this cabin is used by law enforcement for training purposes,
training. And
just thought maybe it was a dummy that they use and kept going, and then it wasn't until somebody else came by the following day and was like, I'm going to report this to authorities.
Yeah, right. Hey. A little bit weird. Yep. Well, so it was, but did they figure out who was responsible? I guess that's what they're looking into, right? A lot of foul play
There's still a lot of investigation going on, and authorities had said that it doesn't appear to be foul play, but the person who found the man, apparently told the family members that there were defensive wounds and scratches.
Yeah.
So there's some conflicting information, and he was found only in socks and his underwear, face down in grass.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So, it seems like there's definitely something that happened here. And I hope this poor family gets the answers that they're looking.
Yeah, right. There are all kinds of ways of figuring this out. Next. Remember last week the story of the Colorado funeral home that had 115 dead people, remains of 115 people buried here and there around the funeral home?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, it turns out that was a wrong number. It's actually 189 people.
They found more.
Have been removed from this funeral home. They're just decaying. This has got to be some ghoul running this. I've always thought, I remember, this is, I don't know what this is going to sound like, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. When my mother died at the age of 50, there's a, you know, every town has a funeral home where Catholics go. There's a funeral home where Protestants go, and there's a funeral home where Jews go. It's just, that's kind of the way it is. At least around here it's that way. So we went to Wadsworth Funeral Home when my mother died. Everybody who's was a Protestant went to the Wadsworth Funeral Home. And Mr. Wadsworth, if I could create a picture in your mind, was this fellow, probably around 5'9", 5'10". He had a long, solemn face. He had, his eyes were bloodshot. His demeanor was very quiet. He was very, very quiet. And he would hold your hand. And I think back on it now, and I was, 21, 22 years old, and I didn't think much of it. But now, when I think of him, especially at Halloween, can you imagine going to that guy's house for a trick-or-treat? Good Lord, it was like, not as bad as some of the Halloween movies, but he was a scary-looking guy. And very nice man, but he just was very scary. And mm-hmm. I think about when my grandmother died in Illinois, I went to the funeral home, the guy was kind of the same. The funeral home was on the other side of the railroad tracks. And it just is, we've all had maybe experiences like this. At any rate, the story here is that this guy had to have been out of his mind. What's he doing with the bodies? And they just kept accumulating. So who was in the coffins that got buried?
A lot of them were supposedly cremated. The way this funeral home uses it, the return to nature funeral home, is that they don't embalm, they don't use harsh chemicals, it's supposed to be earth friendly and everything. But a lot of these bodies who were not the ones in the caskets being buried, maybe they were there for like showings or viewings or anything, or the visitation, but where were these ashes going? What was being used for these bodies? Are they even able? Are they so decomposed that they can't tell if they're missing organs? Because my first thought went to black market kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Though it's not like, if these people are already dead, it's not like any of these organs could be used for anything. But still, it's just...
Unless you were having a backyard barbecue and you wanted to cook liver for dinner.
That's true. Yeah, maybe some cannibalism going on there or something.
Listen, but the state of the world today, who the hell knows?
Well, and they're identifying more and more people because more family members who use this funeral home service... who are kind of like, wait, what happened to my loved one's body? I thought I had their ashes. Are reaching out to authorities for further investigations, and they don't even have a timeline on when this will be wrapped because it is just like they keep finding more and more people.
You know, I've been thinking in the last half hour, if you didn't hear the first half of this hour, you can catch it at goodday.com. We have the program running in cycle. It repeats itself all day, every day. And this may or may not make it in. Jay makes up, she's the one who does determines what's going to be in the download, which is sort of our daily podcast of the highlights of the program. But as I got sadder and sadder thinking about the state of the world and the anger that there is, I almost was in tears. And then, I continue to screen all of the information. As Jay and I said, we can't escape. We sometimes would like to escape what's going on in the world, but we can't. Doing this program, you can't. You got to know what's going on. So I'm looking at this video of the brawl between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Dallas Cowboys. This is the Monday night football game, and there are a lot of fan videos that are circulating on social media. Nobody got arrested, but once again, it's a God-blessed football game. What are you going to get into a fight about? Do you have to be angry to be a football player? You know how sometimes the coaches, they work up these guys? Into the
or rivalries
state.
run strong, and that is kind of a good point though. Whenever in any sporting event, whenever the teams do have some kind of brawl or people fight, there are no charges, there are no arrests. But somebody throws a punch in the stands, they are banned for life. They are arrested.
Right.
Charges are brought.
Well, there was violence in the stands after there was violence on the field. At the stadium. And I'm reminded of what happened at the Patriots game. First, the game, the season opener, when the fan, I don't even remember who the Patriots were playing, but this Patriots plan is just, fans are sitting there, and there's three or four guys who come from wherever the other team was from, and they get into a fight, they start punching this guy, and he dies of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. They're going to be charged with something. But what, you're going to a football game?
Yeah, they were charged with assault, I believe.
Yeah, they should have been charged with more than that. The first punches were thrown by them, not by him. I mean, I don't even think he really defended himself. But the first punches last night were thrown by the players. So it was a pretty poor example. There were 70,000 people in the audience watching. Never mind who was watching at home on TV. And then, you know, the fights erupt in the stands. The teams were out there for warm-ups, and the Cowboys ran over into the Chargers' side of the field. You know what? People need to get a life. It's a game. And that's one of the problems I have, the violence that's fostered by this stuff. And then people will say, oh, you're just a wimp. No, I'm not. I'm a sensitive guy who doesn't like to see fights. Mm-hmm. I grew up around fighting. Yeah. That's what I said to you when we went off the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was almost in tears. I grew up around nonstop fighting. And I don't like confrontation. I don't like conflict. I don't like anger. I don't like any of this stuff because it's too familiar to me. And then I started analyzing what we were talking about here and the fact that it's everywhere in everything. Business. We're going to kill that guy. Put him out of business. Right? I don't have any hair. Stuff like that from your bosses, so.
Mm-hmm. People need need therapy. Really, that's what it is. People, yeah. Every single person should be seeing a therapist, a psychologist, right. A psychiatrist if necessary.
Yeah. All right. Well. Let's take a trip to Las Vegas. You want to go? 800-419-3684. Take a trip on me. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, he said solemnly. I don't know that I have to be too solemn for food, farm, and family news, although we do have our regular recall of the day, which is sometimes is very dangerous. Sometimes it's just a FYI kind of thing. So today we're focused on Don Miguel's frozen burritos. Recall because of the concern about Listeria. The specific product is an individually wrapped Don Miguel handmade burrito carne asada, whatever that is. Carne is meat. I know that. What's asada mean? Anybody know?
I don't. I don't eat it, but it is it's not all of their burritos. It's just their carne asada burrito. It's, yeah,
and
it's
these
just
are frozen.
The carne asada one.
Yeah.
At Costco locations.
Yep. Walmart, Safeway, Kroger, Meijer grocery stores. You can even get them on Amazon. That tells you something right there. If you're going to order food, frozen food on Amazon, it's something that's probably...
But here's the kicker. Some of it's coming from a local area, with Whole Foods. You can order Whole Foods, which is good quality stuff, from Amazon. Well, I prefer to pick up my own produce.
Yeah,
I have ordered something from Whole Foods through Amazon before, and I was so disappointed. It was just because I was short on time and I needed a little assistance. Yeah. And they sent me some. I got these like little squeeze juice shooter thingies, and they were expired the previous day. I was really bummed about that.
Yep, I think that's one of the travesties of ordering. That's what I'm saying online. You don't really know what you're going to get until you get it.
Because
whereas if you go to the grocery store, you go around and see what you're buying.
I feel like it's human nature. We look at it. If we're picking produce, we are picking it. We're squeezing it. We're looking at it. If we're pulling something off the shelf, we're seeing the expiration date just to make sure.
You don't squeeze the Charmin, do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Oh,
gotta
no.
Gotta squeeze the Charmin.
Ah, it's awful. Today is National Mashed Potato Day. One of my faves, we were just talking about, I had a little mashed potato with a piece of fish last night. Yum. Mashed potatoes go back to 8,000 B.C. You wonder how the first potato, first of anything, where did it come from? How did it get grown? How did the first potato grow? Where did it come from?
Oh, the first person to say, hey, I'm going to eat this and see what happens. I feel like that is the bravest thing you can do because you don't know if it's something that is going to take you on a trip. It's a wild ride. If it could kill you. If it's poisonous.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Anyway, the ancient populations made potatoes in the shape of vessels. Sir Walter Raleigh, credited with introducing potatoes to Ireland, and he is the man for whom Raleigh, North Carolina is named, in case you didn't know that. So they're called tubers in Europe by some. They're big. The Irish grew them, and pretty much that was all. It was what they call the potato famine in Ireland. There are some people who live their entire lives eating nothing but potatoes.
Oh, they're so good in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
the purple potatoes are
every meal.
Really good.
I don't like them as much as I like the small white ones that you can cut up and fry in some the good olive oil and then a little salt on them. Yep. Very good. Anyway, so today we celebrate National Mashed Potato Day. Also, National Chocolate Chip Cupcake Day. Is that right?
Is chocolate,
this is chocolate
cupcake.
That's it. Chocolate cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the perfect meal. Piece of fish, some mashed potatoes, and then for dessert you have a chocolate cupcake with a little vanilla ice cream. Sound like the guy at the door on Halloween night.
No, it sounds amazing.
It is. All right, here's the story of a restaurant worker in Texas who was involved in the search for a pair of missing dentures. And so this kid in the restaurant goes through the trash and finds the dentures that this guy... So what happened? This is a Long John Silver's. Okay, that's enough. That explains it right there. Although, truth be told, there are not a lot of Long John Silver's left. I used to love to stop in Florida. Excuse me, I had them all over the place. And you get Long John Silver's fish. It wasn't fried. It was baked, and it was yummy. It was just a inexpensive little thing, but it was nice. Anyway, so this guy took his dentures out while he was eating, and he wrapped them in his napkin.
And then threw them away. I feel like this happens a lot. This happens with people who have retainers and stuff. Kudos to the restaurant worker who was just trying to be good customer service, find some dentures, and then the man thanks this person with $1,000.
Yep. It's $1,000. His dentures probably cost him more than that if they're a good pair of dentures, so it's worth $1,000 to find him. All right, so there's a story, a trip to Long John Silver's that ended happily. Congratulations. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.